I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. As always, it's my pleasure and absolute honor to be joined by my special guest and darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, my dear sister Zainab.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Really
absolute
honored.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We've got to talking about the vital issues and topics regarding women. And there's been a lot going on in the world. Well, actually, since the creation of women, a lot has been happening everywhere.
Are you sure about the creation of women? I think men, that's a good approach.
Yes,
but
yes,
why don't you say
possibly,
that?
Possibly. For a long while, we were very focused on marriage and spousal selection and preparing oneself for having children, you know, spreading one's roots. And that was a whole thing. That was a whole multiverse of its own.
We didn't even finish that topic.
I know, right? Because it's just so much. There's so much to cover at the end of the day. Today, we thought we'd not so much as deviate, but, you know, spice things up a little bit, bring some change into the our discussions and talk about another field in which women need to be more aware of and have a better understanding of and be informed of what's going on in the world. And that's cohabitation.
Cohabitation.
Cohabitation can be a very interesting topic if we know enough about it.
A very diverse topic.
True.
Where, you know, there are a lot of pros and cons about this. People coming from different cultures, from different religions, from different sects, they have their own ideas and information about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, whether you like it or not, but cohabitation has become more popular. People are tending towards to just live together and not go under the commitment of a formal contract of marriage.
Obviously, if we're looking at it from an Islamic perspective, cohabitation is not even a possibility for a man and a woman. I mean, if you're going to live together, go ahead and get married. If you're not married, you have no business living together.
Based on contracts and Islamic rules and Sharia, there is no place. But when you look at the reality of societies, this has become a trend. This has become a very popular issue. The next question is that, so what are the consequences of cohabitation on the society, on the individuals, on married life, on families? And where is the society heading? What is the future in the next 3-4 decades? What's going to happen to us? So these, like, if you're looking at it from the larger picture, then all these are really big concerns that you have. Even, I think, when I was just reading the articles and researches, I figured out that the researchers' opinion on this topic really varied based on their own background information and based on their own value system. And it seemed like they were just trying to prove something, prove what they were thinking. Mm. This is what it seemed to me. Mm. Of course, they presented a lot of statistics and numbers and this and that. But at the end of the day, they were trying to prove what they think is right to do.
Obviously, as per usual.
Right.
So to begin, let's first define cohabitation. What does it mean?
Cohabitation means that you don't undergo the formal contract of marriage and you just say, let's live together. If you are two adults of heterosexual pairs living together and you decide that there are some agreements between you in terms of how you're going to divide the household chores, how you're going to divide the expenses, life expenses. If you have children, if you bring children, what are you going to do? How are you going to parent or co-parent these kids?
Yep.
And this is basically cohabitation.
Mm-hmm. So it can either be, in the non-Islamic societies, it's either the living of two people under a setting. look at it from an Islamic perspective, because at the end of the day, there's so much we can talk about non-Islamic people would be beneficial. Because at the end of the day, it's their life. No matter how much we talk about their life through our belief system, it's not going to affect them. It's not going to affect us. But if we're going to look at...
But then it's going to affect us.
Oh, interesting. It's Is that how you see it?
Exactly. Because in Middle Eastern countries where it's so-called Islamic countries, people carry the name of Islam on themselves. Mm-hmm. Their Islamic roots have become very weakened. And so because of the impact of social media and the this global village that we're living in,
yep.
If something is happening in the other part of the world, it's going to affect my life. If this life becomes trendy and is like becoming very prevalent, I'm going to watch movies that they make showing cohabitation. I'm going to be deeply influenced by how they're living, and if they're showing in their, for example, in their media and their social media they're having it, it's like perfect butterflies everywhere, less commitment, happier lives,
recognized as an official structure,
successful kind of relation. I'm going to be affected by that too.
So let's talk about what the big deal is, because this is what I'm seeing. You're talking about a couple, a man and a woman, who live together. They are officially, they officially identify and are presented in the society as a couple. Mm-hmm. They're not under any legal or religious marriage contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that cohabitation.
Yeah.
And if they have children, they'd be a family.
Exactly.
So what's...
But it's going to be out of wedlock families, children.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, religion aside, what's wrong with this picture?
Okay, let's talk business. Based on statistics and based on the research that I've had on cohabitation and difference between marriage and cohabitation, you see that married couples, when you compare the two spectrums, the two groups of married and cohabited couples.
Across the spectrum.
Yeah, the cross spectrum. Married adults generally are more satisfied with their relationship. Their satisfaction, if you ask them, are you happy with your marriage? And if you ask a cohabiting couple, the percentage of this married couple in being happy with their life in general is that the married couple, they are more satisfied, number one. Number two, married couples are more trusting of their relationship. There is this, the trust issue between the married couple is higher, is more qualified than the trust issue in a cohabiting couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an analogy in an article, and this person was saying that cohabitation is giving a white check to someone.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, relationship is the end of you, and you're offering your entire self to someone.
Mm.
And when you're married, you're under the restraint or under the boundaries of a relationship.
Under the protection of the relationship.
Exactly. This is the word that I want to. You're supported by this structure, this institution of marriage.
Mm.
And if you have, you know that you're going to be provided for, if I'm talking from a woman's perspective, right? There are some laws in Islam. Even if that's not the case, the commitments in terms of financial divisions is more stable because the person tends to be more committed in a marriage relationship than a cohabitation, right? If you have children, there's more certainty that this guy is actually the biological father. He's going to be there. He's going to be by my side in raising this kid up. This trust issue is so much more compared with the cohabitation.
Mm. And, I think there's the whole idea of it being more official because, for example, you've lived up with a woman that you love and you consider as your significant other, right? You've lived with her for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
After 15 years, you haven't married her yet. How much longer can you go around society and your clique of friends calling her your grand?
Exactly.
You're 48. You're going gray and wrinkly. Your children are in college. Can you still continue just calling her
my girl partner?
Exactly. Or my partner. At some point, I feel like, I don't know whether it's a cultural norm or it's like a societal standard, but at some point there's the inclination of calling her my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
She's my wife. I'm her husband. We are a married couple that have lived with each other for 15, 20 years.
And this bond, this, when you say, you know, there's a very big positive connotation coming with the term wife and
true,
husband.
True.
It brings, like, other people consider you as a more respected, more trustable, more responsible, more committed couple, right? And when you say girlfriend, boyfriend, it means that we're not ready, we're not mature enough. We're just, I'm going to say the reasons why people choose to cohabit than to marry.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So we've been discussing the topic of cohabitation and its pros and cons, especially in comparison with an official binding marriage.
When we're talking about, remember in the beginning we said that the satisfaction of married couples is more compared with cohabiting couples.
Yep.
We're going to cut it down to different variables. Number one, the way household chores are divided between married couples and their spouses or partners, there is more satisfaction in this area, the division of chores. Two, how well their spouses or partner balances work and personal life. You see, you have this commitment. You can't say that, you know, she's just my friend. Then I don't really care about my personal life. Your personal life is a big, major issue just besides your work or your career, right? There's more satisfaction in balancing between work and personal life. Three, how well they and their spouse or partner communicate. It's very interesting that
it is interesting.
The quality and the quantity of communication seems to be more satisfactory.
Because there's no ambiguity in the quality of their relationship.
That is totally right.
It's official. She's my wife. I'm her husband.
Exactly.
We know what the deal is. We know where we both stand according to each other in this world, right?
Exactly. That is, Zainab, something very important because most of the time we, as individuals, we have issues with ourselves. We're lost. We don't know where we are in our life, like what we want from our life.
Exactly.
You know? So when you finally get to make this decision that I'm going to get married with this guy or with this woman, a lot of your problems, a lot of your ambiguities and questions are solved, you know?
Yeah, it changes your approach and mindset toward yourself, your life, and that individual.
So
entirely.
Much.
It changes it entirely.
That is, I think, maybe one of the miracles when God says, well, I mean, ayatihi.
True.
It's actually one of my signs.
Exactly.
It's like, if you want to know me, if you want to know how loving I am, how caring I am to you, if you want to know my compassion, my mercy, if you want to know my attributes, you can look at through the
bond
through the creation,
I
have made for a woman and a man, and then the connection
because it's
between
beautiful.
Them.
I mean, when you were saying that it's one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it truly is. It's like God is saying, and then you were saying that if you want to know my love and my mercy and my attributes, see how I place the love of a total stranger in your heart and make him or her your everything, the center of your universe. Exactly. And I place between you mercy and compassion and love.
Yeah.
It is miraculous.
Yeah. You know, and then there's this distinction between love and compassion. And
true.
Compassion is when you have to do a lot of sacrifices. Like when you have the equation, one part might tip down and one part might tip up. But then this compassion comes in and it balances the two
true,
sides.
Right.
And that is the beauty of spousal relationship, marriage
absolutely.
In Islam, right?
Well, there's obviously so much more that we need to discuss regarding this topic. It's getting really interesting, but we're out of time. Inshallah ta'ala, on next episode of Muslim Lady, we will continue our commentary on the topic of cohabitation. So tune in. Till then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.